Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. We beheld his glory, says John to us. And in the first chapter of his gospel, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. Oh, the glory of Jesus is something which is there to be beheld. Right now, I'm going to say, if you're not a believer, you don't see the beauty of Jesus and you can't see his glory. But if you are a believer, this is one of the great things about believing. It's that you can see by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can see something of the glory of God in Christ Jesus. And you know, the scholars talk about the glory of God, and they've given us three categories. The theologians, I think they're pretty good. They talk about his essential glory and his moral glory and his official glory. You don't have to understand that, but just know this, that his essential glories, if you can understand that Jesus is God and man and see in his Godhead all the attributes of God, see the glory of his omnipotence. When you're dealing with Jesus, you're dealing with the omnipotent God. And you can see then his moral glories. Look at Jesus and see the moral excellency which was in his character, within his person. See how mild, how meek he was, how patient, how faithful he is. Oh yes, and then there's his official glories. What's that mean? Well, he's got offices. He's the mediator. He's the high priest. He's the prophet. Jesus is the prophet. He is God's final word. There's no more revelation to come from heaven about God, his identity, who he is, what he's going to do, where he's going. It's all in Jesus. He is the prophet. God hath in these last days spoken, finally, fully spoken in his Son. He's the priest. There's no other way to get through to God other than through your priest. Everybody needs a priest, but not some fella standing up there at the top of the church. No, there is a priest, a high priest, whose name is Jesus, and he has given his own life, his own blood has been shed for our sins, and he's made a sacrifice of himself, an acceptable sacrifice. Oh, trust in him and be saved. And he's the king. He's the ruler. He's the royal ruler. He's able to subdue all things to himself. Oh, yes. These have all to do with his glory. Beholding his glory, what a wonderful privilege for the children of God. Oh, yes, his essential glory, his divine perfections. It's clear from the words of this verse, we beheld his glory after the Word became flesh, that from the beginning to the end of his earthly life and ministry, the deity of the Lord Jesus was plainly seen. They understood that. Now, after the resurrection, they were able to look back and say, oh yeah, wow, do you remember the time? Do you remember the time he calmed the storm and we said, what manner of man is this? Yes, this is the God, the Yahweh, the God of Israel, who calms storms. See, they were able to understand it all after the cross. But from the beginning of his earthly life, it had been there. Look, the supernatural birth, his virgin birth. Yes, and then look at all the miracles that he performed and his teachings. Never man spoke like that. And they all proclaimed him as God manifest in the flesh. Hey, listen to me. Do you believe in him? Have you trusted in him? If you haven't, you'll perish. But if you have, you'll have eternal life. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.